today, December 10th, at 6:03.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, Kim?
She's not gonna be here today.
She's on vacation.
Yay!
Grateful for everybody here. Sorry about my voice, but it's a lot better than it was Monday.
Yeah, or Sunday.
Yeah. So anyway, bear with me, please. Have you had a chance to review the minutes?
I did a while ago.
Okay, me? About you? I mostly didn't be in the minutes. As they're written, I didn't see anything to correct.
Been motioned and seconded that we accept the minutes as from town council November 12th. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And how about the invoice report? Yeah, one pass.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
Why do we have a Terry Edwards unemployment?
Because we are paying for him as unemployment, because the last quarter, he was still here. And then he got laid off over there. His unemployment went for the last quarter, he was here with us. We'll get like $2,500 about it, so our portion will be the time is done.
Looks good, the town looks great. We have to spend money on holiday decorations, it looks great. I'll move
with me
the bills.
Second.
Cal's waiting for somebody else to say something.
They're paying the bills on this invoice report. All in favor, Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
I approve as well. Okay. The only thing that I have this month is the Citizen of the Month. I want to nominate Darian Allen for some of his ideas that he gave me, and then he's going to volunteer to take care of the shooting range and coming up one of the old garbage cans and took it up there, and he said he'll dump it every Monday, take care of it, release it, help us. And he also has some information about getting some grants from the DWR and DNR to maintaining and doing things for that thing, for that gun range. I told him that he could, I don't know if he's talked to you two yet.
Yeah, he has not.
But anyway, if you want, you can reach out to him, but he has got some, he was gonna get some more information. And then, and I think it was $5,000 to $10,000 a year, something like that. So that would help maintain things, maybe he has some ideas that were pretty good, maybe even putting some cement up there for some support in place pots and some berms behind some of the targets so they don't ricochet or anything going farther. Anyway, there was a lot of good things, and I thought that was just all something that he volunteered to do.
That's awesome.
We had talked last month that we wanted to start doing this. We didn't decide what we wanted to do for them, but being a citizen of the month. We've got quite a few of the community bucks that we could give someone. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
But would you have a dollar amount?
Yeah.
$5,000 or $6,000.
Cool. Then I should get one for being in.
I don't know.
25?
Yeah. Okay. If that seems to be enough for the dinner, sometimes that's what a burger costs.
Right. I'm just saying, do we want to go a little bit?
Huh?
Yeah, if you want to do a dinner for two, it's got to be 50.
Yeah, at least.
It's a bummer, but
reality. It is.
Okay. That's all I have for tonight. Kim is out of town. Did she give anybody else instruction?
We just got Tinseltown on the 19th at 6 p.m.
Okay. And bingo and craft line as usual?
Bingo and craft. So bingo is the 17th, and we're not doing a craft night this month. There's just
Christmas
too much.
Eve?
No. Plus we have Tinseltown.
That's all right. I'm just kidding.
By the time we get done with Tinseltown, I think we'll be good.
Okay. Misty?
Well, we didn't have a quorum yesterday, so we'll have to put that back on the agenda for next month to have a general fund review. And the EEMS, the county, it actually has more money than, well, it depends on which commissioner you ask. So. The county thinks they can cover that shortfall in these special service districts from the mineral lease money. Well, one commissioner thinks they can handle that. So that is still an open-ended story. Let's see where that...
Which one is it?
Kevin thinks. Yeah. He says the county's sitting on like $50 million that they can put towards these.
Gee whiz, I've never seen that anywhere, really.
No. I should be careful. So we'll just kind of see how that plays out in the next couple months and see what really happens for all these districts. That's about all I have really to report. They are going to do another school again starting in February. For more EMTs, we do have a couple from town. And maybe one that was interested before that might be old enough now to do it. So hopefully that we can keep some going. The last thing on mine, we talked briefly last month about the water and sewer connections needing to have a building plan. And I looked through all of my historical zoning stuff. These guys,
it's not there.
1984.
Yeah, but there's nothing saying they have to have a building plan to get a water connection.
Is it in the sewer connections?
No. We even called and talked to Jacob.
Maybe we need to make it be in there.
I don't think we want to have a building plan to get...
Well, you know, that's true. I mean, we're a council in America. We can decide on an individual basis if somebody... He's being legit about buying a water and a water cook-up in a secondary one.
Which, that's true, but I think as these guys saw as they went back through there, like, people bring very similar stories to the town. They deny one and grant one. And I think if they look back historically, somebody could take us to the cleaners for that. Like, you can't, mm-hmm. you better, if you're going to deny them, you better have something to back you up.
Right.
And there isn't anything.
So that whole thing you went through with Lyle and Hunk was maybe not necessary?
So I just, I'm going to be open and honest with you. I am planning to come to get a water connection on property that I have no intention of building a house on. So I'm looking at this for me too, but other people as well.
Like, oh yeah, Cody Grimm, he wanted me to tell you, Mary, that he's back in town.
Okay.
But Cody wants the same thing.
So he's coming
property.
To
yeah, he hasn't came
the
to me yet.
The street Delbert Jensen. He wants to buy he wants to build a building there, but not for a while. He wants the connections.
Right.
So he's paying for them now. I can deal with that. I really can. Well, and I think we could deal with those on a case-by-case basis too, couldn't we?
I do. I think
but
we better
do need
make
to have something
sure
right
we have our
yeah.
I's are dotted and T's are crossed if we
so
deny somebody.
So the only thing that Garrett says before we actually say take their money is have him come out and shoot it so that they know for sure it is a doable thing. Because with Cody, he's going to have to bring in dirt.
Oh, yeah.
And Garrett's kind of talked to, like, Byron about that, too, even where there's an existing water connection.
Yeah, he really told me I could take his money. Yeah. He came and shot it and said it was okay.
Well, I'm just going to put animal pens there, but I need a water drop.
It's true.
So there's...
You can't use secondary year-round. You need a regular connection.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that. I really don't.
So I just wanted to... We'll put something about it in the general plan, but there really isn't anything we have to pass or repeal because there wasn't anything there to repeal.
I think the only thing that I really don't want to see when it comes to something like that is giving someone a sewer connection and they just start using it for their RV when they come down here to stay. That's about the only thing I don't agree with. Instead of giving somebody connections, they want horses and stuff, and it's their problem, they got no problem with that.
We had talked a long time ago about like RV park ordinances, yes. And if they want a sewer connection without for an RV, it needs to
be
zoned as an RV park.
Yeah.
So that's something that maybe we can look
we
at.
We can do with that, yeah.
Yeah.
But, as far as connections for stuff like you're going to do, I got no problem.
And they're like the possibilities of RV parks aren't excluded anywhere but right along Main Street. So
yeah.
So people could just go through the steps to do that. RV there if that's what they want to do.
Yep.
So you'll discuss that in your planning and zoning meeting?
Yeah, but in the meantime.
With water connections, that's pretty much... Our decision what we do in the town, but with the sewer, if somebody was using them like that, I know the district would have a big problem with that. With somebody just coming in and parking their RV on it, it's their property, but they shouldn't be hooking up to the sewer.
But I got a question on that on the other side of that.
So that's what situation, we built the thing for.
But like in our situation,
right?
I'd much rather spend $350,000 on buying an RV that I can live in.
Yeah,
on that property. That I can hook in, but then we can drive away and go to California. Because now we've got the house in Farron.
Right,
that's kind of what we would like to have a sewer hookup for that purpose instead of having to put a foundation.
It's leaving exposed over the ground and not being covered, and it's on private property, so they can go and cover it for them. That's what we worry about, is having an open connection just sitting there.
But could you put something?
Like all kinds of interesting things go down that when kids come around, you know.
So, yeah. But we could address that as well.
That's something I'd like to do. Just on the sewer side. As far as water, I've got no problem selling that stuff. Sewer, we got to kind of be careful with, I think, to make sure we're covered.
Maybe we address those concerns and look forward to that in the general plan.
So right on.
I think in the meantime, there isn't anything precluding somebody from getting a water connection in the next few weeks.
No.
I'm not going to get my crap together in time to do it and meet the price increase, but
yeah, and that's what Cody wanted to do too. That's why I said
it. Well, you got permission to do that, so Jacob just got to paperware and put a work order and then put it on the shelf over there, so whenever you do it, it's ready to go, so.
Yeah.
So my opinion is that we live in America and I wanna be able to do, people do what they wanna do without causing hate and discontent to our sewer system.
Is there?
And our water system and whatnot, as long as it's, like you said, we can shoot it, make sure it drains. We need to have a locked door on something when somebody's not around to keep.
Yeah.
Something like that would be, would work, because.
Yeah, it would.
I am not good for governing everybody's move.
Me either.
And I want to be able to do whatever, because maybe just think about what these poor kids and stuff have to do. Try to tell me a starter home was $500,000 a year, what can be last week? You're high.
What did Ronald say, what did he say, the just nice serious words in English language and from the government and the help?
Yeah, that's good.
It's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, but a report came out on Channel 4 last night that Utah is one of the highest 10 states in the nation to build a, to build a house or buy a starter home, and you have to, on average, make more than $180,000 a year to buy a home.
They're pricing young people right out of the real estate market.
So
they really are.
We've got to be able to work with these kids if we want to move back.
Or anybody,
to
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah,
anybody.
Know.
Good people we want.
Because I honestly believe
I've never made that much in a year.
Yeah, so
I mean, you know, hello. Yeah, maybe I'll stay out of that
way. Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
Wait, it's my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The animal control thing. I
expect it's going to be Melissa's turn.
Oh, it is!
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I took a I made a copy of this form. This is the beginning of the cert thing.
Yeah.
This is what every household will fill out for everybody in the household. This is just the first rough draft. I'd like you to look at it. Spot for medication, people out of the area, their physical address and their phone numbers, fingerprints, and then I put a thing on there on how they would get a 30-day medication, because you're supposed to have 30 days worth of medication extra. So I wanted everybody just to look at this and see if I left anything off. There'd be one for each person. You fill it out, and then they'll put it in a bag and put it in the freezer. You put it in the freezer because the freezer is fireproof, waterproof. Okay?
Mm. And that's where most emergency people go work.
And that, exactly. And this is a cross between FEMA and some other things that I pulled together.
Yeah.
But I just want everyone to look at it and see if they could think of anything else that they thought this would be. I wanted it to also be geared towards if we had a natural disaster and we had to, I mean, I hate to say this, but we had to identify bodies or something of that nature. There's a section in here how to get a DNA sample, and parents can use that if their child was also taken. Cause they
that would be handy.
They only
they
have 24 hours if a child's taken. The first 24 hours is the most crucial, and so I will be hand delivering these to people to explain to them that we don't see this information. This is their private information. They fill out, they keep in their freezer. We don't want to know what medication they're on. We don't want to know any of that. This is just
for
their family. Right. Okay? So if everybody will just review that and let me know if they can think of something else I needed to add. The next thing that I'll go to is Pioneer Church. We're still working on the windows. We found a mill that will be able to help us with the trim of the windows, and we think we found somebody that can do the windows, but we are $62,000 short on getting the windows done. Mm-hmm. So I I'm asking everybody to think of where we can get some grants and...
I thought they had enough money for the whole thing. You're a little short, you know?
They had grants and stuff before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then everything went up.
Through the roof.
So,
I see.
So we're working on the windows and the HVAC. We got the internet over there so that we can have a remote, a way to check and make sure that the, like, let's say we have an event over there. We can check and make sure that the furnace got turned off, or we can turn the furnace on, or...
Yeah.
So, that's what I have.
That's exactly.
Now you can go.
We should be going to court pretty soon on a little dog thing down one center street, one on the south. I took a video of him, followed him home the other morning from my house. And so they said they were going to do a complaint, file a complaint Tuesday, right? Wasn't that right?
Mm-hmm. It was already filed.
So that's going to be coming up pretty soon. And the district, I talked to everybody on the council, and at the last district meeting, we voted on it, and there was nobody that had any heartache with every town contributing 20% of their BNC road money. And the way Jacob has it figured, we won't have to do the whole thing on our turn if we do 20% every town. And so that's what I wanted to put forward and vote on, is for us to every year give our contribution to 20% of our BNC road money. And I put that in a form of a motion if you want, or the way you guys can.
What are we doing now?
15.
15?
15. And the way he figured with the 20 of every town, then we're going to be able to use that BNC, the rest of that BNC road money for stuff we want to do. So start thinking about it.
So on that with the chip and seal, mm-hmm. as we were going through some of these other documents.
See, it used to be back when you were mayor, the chip seal, everybody was contributing that 15%, and the year you had it, we had to give 100%. Mm-hmm. They changed that. So now this 20% should cover up, hopefully.
So on everything we found, it said that 2023 was our year. Everything that I've found historically, you said we were supposed to get it done in 2023. So do you know where we
got some done?
Oh, we did. Okay.
That was when they did the whole cul-de-sac back behind.
Yeah, and then they did down Center Street. I mean, did they come from past your house too? But it seemed like
with the chips.
Chip seal is in 2023.
Yeah, it was 2020. I remember now.
So they did certain spots.
Yeah.
I fit the crack and then did some chips, so not much. But it wasn't.
So I just went.
But that's about
see
all
when we would be on the list.
So do we need to vote on that? Or?
We do. Yeah. We need to vote to up our contribution to 20%. And I could put that in a form of a motion, just need a second if you vote on it.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it. You guys, budget wise, we're good, right? I'll make that motion that we contribute 20% of our Class B and C road funds to the Special Service District yearly instead of a bigger lump sum.
Okay, I'll second that.
Right on.
And motion and second.
He's going to die for a second and he'll be back.
We accept the BNC money, move it to 20% on 15 yearly. Moving forward, all in favor? Misty.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, sir.
But I approve as well.
And that's all I had.
Nope.
Oh, we had something else. What do we have?
Delbert.
Oh, yes. Delbert Jensen. Annie, explain it.
So, Delbert Jensen had a water leak. But he was in the hospital for over a month. Once he got home, it got immediately fixed. But he wants to know if the town can forgive it. It's $560.
I don't know. His pastor. Because, I mean, man was in the hospital. Yeah. Should we beat on his head some more? Because he was sick?
Was this just recently?
He just got out a week ago.
He just got out like a week ago. But I got no problem forgiving the whole thing, to tell you the truth. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
What's been your policy lately?
Sometimes if we feel like maybe there was a little bit, they could have. It's a percentage, like 50% or something like that. But I have no problem for you and Devers.
I don't either.
I really don't. Yeah, in fact, like, I can make a motion.
He was almost in the hospital and rehab for 8 weeks.
Yeah, he's in tough shape. And I motion.
And it was only $500?
$560.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it couldn't have been that bad. It could have been really super badly. Mm-hmm. I'm motion to forgive the $560 to Delbert Jensen.
Second.
So the motion is second that we forgive Delbert Jensen's water leak bill. $560. All in favor? Misty?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye. Thank you. I forgot about that. I apologize.
Not a problem.
I'm a worm.
It's all good.
Okay, that's all I have now. Unless somebody knows something I'm supposed to say.
We're going to move to the fire chief.
Yay!
Okay, first off, in February, we are starting along with the entire county, a Fire 1, Fire 2 class for the entire county. Trying to push everyone into Fire 1, Fire 2. We luckily have 9 members that are signed up to take that class. It's probably going to take them better than a year to complete with the classes, testing, and then all the skills testing. But I'm proud of them for even signing up for it, much less, but we'll get to that part. Also, we were awarded the license plate grant. It's a $5,000 grant reimbursement. So that's 2 sets of turnouts. That keeps us in line with NFPA regulations with replacing one every 10 years.
Cool.
So we're right in line with gear with that. And then Winter Fire School is coming up in January. That's our big wadoo for training. And we have 9 members going there. So we're clicking right along. That's all I have.
Thanks, Chief. What is a privacy program report?
It just started and it's due by December 31st. And so it's there.
Wonderful. Another thing for you guys to do.
Right. And so we ran it and...
No, Chris ran it. Addie didn't do anything with it.
And yeah, I realized it had to be done by the end of the month. So it's there in your pile next underneath the signs. Good question.
What is it? Like, what does it have to do?
It's... A lot.
24 pages.
Privacy.
I can just start. It's kind of had the fraud risk. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of the new way that they're kind of going is kind of what it is. And I think it's going to go into a lot of AI as they work out the kinks and what can and can't be allowed. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to approve it?
I don't think so. I think how it looked on the sample one is it just need to be signed and I just need to post it. They said that we don't even need to like submit it to the government or anything. It's just got to be posted on our site.
That's good. We've already talked to the service agreement with Ensign too, haven't we?
Yeah, that just needs to be signed.
Just needs to sign it. Any new business?
Anything? Is this when I get to speak up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, publish
your Scott, I have not got my fire hoses.
You what?
Yes, I know. Okay. Sorry, I will get there.
Okay.
You're in trouble.
I am in trouble, man. I was supposed to come do it today, too, and I forgot all about it again.
Oh, no, you're in double trouble, man.
Keep on in.
Sorry.
Anything else?
I can tell you we should have our new water reader by February. We actually figured that out.
Oh, awesome.
The guy that I could never get a hold of retired. So they finally, Jonas got a hold of me. So I have a person.
I motion major.
Second. Second.
And adjourned.
What time do we party?